You're listening to Podketeers.
Welcome to episode 511 of Podketeers. This week we tread lightly due to April Fool's pranks running wild. A new March Mayhem winner is crowned. We may be getting a player-driven shop in Disney Dreamlight Valley. And Disney is looking into replacing the gas-powered Autopia vehicles with new electric versions. We'd love for you to join the conversation on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, or YouTube, but we would love for you to join us on Discord. Joining the community is super simple. Just head on over to podketeers.com/links and click on the Discord button to join our community. Before we jump into the episode, we would like to take a moment to acknowledge a very special group of listeners known as the FGP Squad, our podcast fairy godparents, because it's their support via Patreon that help make these episodes of Podketeers possible. As part of the FGP Squad family, you get some additional perks like exclusive discount codes for Podketeers gear, additional content that we've uploaded to Patreon, access to our happy hour calls when we get an opportunity to do those, giveaways, and more. For more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we invite you to check out podketeers.com/FGP. And of course, a super special thank you goes out to the FGP Squad for their continued support. Before we jump in this week, quick note. I received some messages about this weird glitch in last week's episode where about 3/4 of the way through the episode just restarted. I have no idea what caused that, but I confirmed that it was happening, re-uploaded the episode, and the issue has been resolved. If you try to listen again, depending on the app that you're using, you may have to re-download the episode to refresh it, but if you're streaming, it should be okay and ready to go. Huge thanks to everyone that brought this to our attention. I really, really appreciate it, so thank you. So that is going to wrap up this intro. If this is your first time hanging out with us, welcome. We hope that you enjoy the episode and that you come back for more. And of course, if you've been hanging with us for a while, welcome back, friends. Here is episode 511 of Podketeers.
Do the knock. I was like, we didn't do it.
Yeah. I didn't realize I had jumped into the podcast
Penny.
Already.
Penny.
That made me laugh.
Penny.
Knock, knock, knock. Penny. Knock, knock, knock.
Yep.
Penny. Knock, knock, knock.
We can still talk about the Oneaters if you want, though, Hazen. It's all right.
We could. We had this whole conversation about the Oneaters. Oneaters.
Yeah, the Oneaters.
No, that's the Wonders.
The Wonders.
The Wonders.
Little
Every
one.
Time yeah. you do that thing you do.
I probably talked about it before, but I worked. So in that movie, they get a new bass player because the bass player gets drafted into the army.
You were the bass player?
Huh? No,
you
I
were
wasn't.
The bass player?
Yeah, yes, a 6-year-old Andrew or whatever that movie came out. Let's see.
You're when a time they... traveler?
Oh, that
wow.
a 4-year-old Andrew was the bass player.
Oh my gosh.
No, I got to work with on a few occasions the guy that played the replacement bass player in that. He goes, "Can you play?" And he goes, "Biddly, biddly, biddly, boop," or whatever. And he was in a band that I worked with quite a few times. So that was fun.
That's cool.
Random nice. Story to yeah. start out the show, you know?
But I like that, especially because I really like that movie. And that song is very much an earworm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So.
I had that soundtrack on my Zune.
Did you?
Yeah, we'll talk about the Zune. I'll bring up the Zune whenever I can.
I like the Zune. I still like my Creative Zen. I know where mine is, by the way, now.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mine's mm-hmm. in a box somewhere.
I was looking for some stuff in the garage mm-hmm. because I was looking for a couple of magic books that uh-huh. I originally had on the shelf behind me, and they all got boxed up there in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was searching through one of those boxes, the bookshelf that I had built in this room before, mm-hmm. I had a couple of like IKEA drawers. It's like a little box with like 3 little drawers.
Oh yeah,
in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so in that drawer, I had these like random things that I hadn't seen in such a long time, and lo and behold, I found all these goodies, and that just happened to be one of those goodies.
Nice.
And I thought to myself, you know what? Should I take this out? And then I thought, where am I going to put it? I don't have space. Look at this. It's all cluttered.
We should do an episode. This is what we should
maybe.
Do. We should try and charge up all our old devices and see what songs are on there.
Well, the thing is that my devices... Well, my device, I think I had everything on the SD cards.
Oh.
I don't think I had them on the device themselves. But I mean, I'm willing to fire it up and see what's on there.
We'll see what's on there. I'll find my Creative Zen, see what kind of weird videos. I remember that was the first one I got to play videos.
I'm pretty sure that on there is going to be some crazy, like Fat Joe and like Ja Rule and
all
Jennifer Lopez.
Mine's going to have some weird rips from
Hanson and
oh gosh, that's a mix.
I got a lot of LimeWire stuff that has a weird title because it was downloaded from LimeWire.
That was awesome.
Characters in the name.
And then it has like a clip of a movie at the end of the song or something.
Oh yeah.
Or it's credited to the wrong artist, like very obviously. I had so many songs. I was like, I love Weird Al. I have no money. Because I'm 12 or whatever. So I'm going to go to LimeWire and download Weird Al. And then there's like 40 songs that say they're Weird Al, but they're like, they might be Giants or like the Bob and Tom radio show.
Roulette.
Yeah.
Lump sat alone.
That's a Weird Al song.
In the park.
Oh, Lump. Well, yeah.
Well, that, Lump was President of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but he did a parody,
but
Gump.
He did.
Right. He did Gump, yeah.
Gump, yeah.
Yeah, he's Gump. He's Gump. He's Gump. What's in his head?
Anyway, one of these days, if I remember to find it, it's at my mom's house where all my stuff is stored because moms have lots of places to store things.
They sure do. So my mom came and dumped a bunch of that stuff when they were cleaning out their garage. She's like, "This is yours. Take it back."
Here is your mess.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I mean, it's crazy how much stuff you end up with because. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's people out there that are in the same situation, but you know, when we got married years ago and we moved into this house, we still have stuff that we took out of our parents' house that's living in the garage in a box, like that never got unpackaged. And like we bought new stuff, you know, we got stuff together and everything. So there's a bunch of stuff that we could just donate, or it's like down memory lane sort of situations.
Ooh.
But then my mom, when she was getting ready like to clean everything out of their house, she just would send me pictures. She's like, "Do you want this or am I tossing it?" I was like, "Just toss it. Do you want this or am I tossing it?" And then I thought it was because they were making space on a shelf in their garage somewhere to keep the stuff I wanted to keep. One day they just showed up to the house and they're like, "Here, this is all your stuff. This is all the stuff you said you were keeping." I was like, "Oh, cool." And so I got a bunch of stuff.
Thanks.
I am using their garage as additional storage, sadly. So I understand. It was, you know, she's been real nice about letting me use some of their storage space for my stuff. But now I just need to figure out, like, what to do with it. Most of it, I think.
Shed. Get a shed.
I mean, if I get a shed, it's going to be that haunted mansion shed that I'm going to build in the backyard.
Then you can store
I'm not
it.
Putting stuff. No.
Well, then your office could be in there, and then this room can be the storage.
No, this might be the winter office. The haunted mansion can be the summer office.
I see.
It'll be nice and cool. I was trying to find the folder. I thought I had a folder on my hard drive with a bunch of the music that I used to have on those devices. Because I was... So you were talking about how you had all these like misspellings in the names and all that stuff, and you had like they were miscredited artists and stuff. I meticulously went through all my stuff, named it, and especially I don't know how many people listening can go this far back, but before, at one point, cars ended up having CD players in them, right? And so we were able to get CD changers at one point where there was like a magazine in the trunk of the car that housed like 5 to 10 CDs or whatever. It was changed up at the top. Then you were able to get a deck that played MP3s from a disc. And mm-hmm. so that like blew my mind, because I went from having this like thick binder with like 200 CDs in it to a smaller one that had 50, but each of those discs had like 80 songs on them. Like,
oh, yeah.
MP3 format, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with the, when I got the Creative Zen, then all of those discs were on that one device, and then you just plugged it in with, you know, whatever auxiliary
FM
port or whatever.
FM transmitter. Everybody
I had an auxiliary
FM
port.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was lucky because the head unit that I had had an auxiliary port that I was able to plug into the headphone jack. And I went through every song, and I was using, what was the app called? Media Monkey at the time?
Mm-hmm, that sounds familiar.
That it would allow me to, one, rename the track to artist and song title, properly add all the ID3 tags to it.
I used this too.
Add an album cover. Yeah, and then add an album cover so that it showed up with an image in the mm-hmm. Zen. And it, like, I had a really well-curated library. Like, yeah. All my, like, they were super mixed. Like, it could go from an Eminem song to a Britney Spears song to Led Zeppelin next to Hanson to whatever, yeah. Right? Like, it jumped from so many genres. And I know I have a folder with all that music in here because mm-hmm. I remember looking through it recently when I was trying to replicate those playlists on my Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And I was angry because I love PM Dawn's album where they released the song Set Adrift on Memory Bliss, if you uh-huh. know the song. And there was this weird thing that happened with like the family members of the guy that sang the song originally, and the cousin or whoever re-released the new version of that song, and it's God awful. Like, it is horrendous compared to the original version. And so I remember having to go back to all my original MP3s because Spotify has a feature where you can upload your own music and it becomes a part of your playlist, right? It mm-hmm. just becomes mm-hmm. like on your device. So I was looking for that PM Dawn song because I wanted that original version. And this was at the time, I remember complaining about this on the podcast at 1.2. Ever Ever After by Carrie Underwood was mm-hmm. not in there from the movie Enchanted.
Nope.
And I was livid because it's one of my, like, I love that song. I love Carrie Underwood, love that song. And I was livid that it was not on mm-hmm. there. And so I was looking for that one to add to my Spotify as well. And then it finally came back and then I didn't have to worry about it. But, you know, meeting adjourned. All right. There's so much to not talk about this week because it's been a fairly
slow
Disney news week. I feel like we're recording this on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. and I feel like come Wednesday, they're going to mm-hmm. be like, hey, by the way, here's like 20 stories that we should have dropped on Monday, but because it was April Fool's Day, we don't want people to be like, oh, this isn't real, right?
Yeah.
Because
right.
there was a little of that that went on. You know,
oh, yeah.
Didn't something like that happen to you, Mel?
Oh, yeah. I'm still kind of like, I know I should have known better. But I like to think, okay, maybe it's not a joke. Mm-hmm. So I saw something and it caught my eye and I was like, oh, okay, cool. This person that I've been following, really cool artist. Played a really good one, very good one, to where I was duped enough to be like, I said to you guys, and I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, this and this and that. And I'm like, as soon as I sent it to you guys, and I'll explain everything else, but as soon as I sent it to you guys, then everything was taken down. And then apparently the person was like, I got my pink slip. It wasn't happening, this and that. And I'm like, damn it. That was good. That was good. Okay, so what happened was the account that I was following, you know, posted that they had gotten a job. And it was like an opportunity at the time. And it made sense because this mm-hmm. person has a reputation of making really awesome, like, gritty, dark, like, ghoulish kind of art. It's mm-hmm. really cool. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a fan of it. But out of respect, I'm not going to put the name out because it wasn't, you know, it was a joke. But I like to tell the story. So basically, this person posted that they got this opportunity, and the way that it was presented was so thought out. Like, I mm-hmm. don't think I've seen someone do this. Post pictures, video, and it has to be old video that I'm sure that we haven't seen before. So when you take a video and you could apply a filter and make it look vintage or whatever, it's kind of believable. And it wasn't AI. That I would like to put that out there. It was not AI because it was clearly not. Mm-hmm. There was some things now that I see, I'm like, oh. But so this person posts that and then posts a selfie with background. Like, there's video that was posted in stories where I have not seen this place inside, you know, in the location that was taken. I've never seen anything mm-hmm. like that. I was convinced that this was legit because you have not just a post, but you have the story. And it's like, oh, okay, there's proof, there's backup. You know, who knows, whatever. Yeah. And it got suspicious at one point. And the reason I say that is because as soon as I told you guys, I wish I had screenshotted this or screen recorded like a minute before I told you guys, because basically I noticed something, a picture, a selfie that was posted before what I had seen was taken mm-hmm. down. And I'm like, I'm not crazy. I know I saw what I saw. So I'm like, maybe they took it down. Maybe they were told to mm-hmm. take it down out of certain rules.
The rules.
Yes,
yeah.
The rules. So I'm like, okay, I get that. I've had that happen too. So I was like, oh, okay. It could have happened, whatever. Benefit of the doubt. So after that, I go through the stories and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to screen grab this because something, I'm like looking, I'm like something, like I felt like I needed proof because I was like, I'm mm-hmm. not crazy. Like, look at this. Like, it was there, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. So after all of that, everything was taken off and I'm like, what is happening? Why? Like, you led me on to think like, hey, I actually chimed in. See, that's why I'm kind of mad. I chimed in. I was all excited. And then I found out everything was taken down. There was a post that said, sorry, I got my pink slip today and this and that. I'm like, and this is the face I made. I'm not making this up. I was disappointed in myself because I know better.
Yeah.
Well played.
They're very convincing. Like, that's the best ones are the subtle ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree. I considered, so years ago, I got duped pretty bad on a couple of, like, April Fool's pranks.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I thought to myself, okay, from now on, you just have to, like, listen, if you have to set a reminder for a yearly reminder in your calendar app that says, don't fall for anything that's posted today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So that you see it and you're like, oh, people are trying to dupe me today. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything that I saw yesterday, I decided I just wasn't going to, you know, put anything behind it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I stayed off of social media as much as possible because I didn't want to be tempted, you know, to see what was out there. I did, however, March Mayhem ended last week, and we'll talk a little bit about the results in a moment, but March Mayhem ended on Friday. Well, technically Saturday, I guess, because the vote went 24 hours for the final, for the championship. Mm-hmm. And I decided that I was going to wait until yesterday. And if you saw the posts on Instagram, they were stories, so they expired after a day. If you're listening to this, you know, post that, the post April 1st, you would have seen on our Instagram story that I posted what I said I was going to last week, that Ralph was the winner regardless of the outcome.
Not the winner.
Oh, he was the winder.
The winder.
I'm the winder.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I just thought it was funny, and it was probably only funny to me, and I didn't care because it made me laugh.
Exactly.
So I posted it. And the other idea that I had before posting the official post, because I left it as the general story right after the final post of Homer versus Bart. And then right after that, I posted another story that said, just kidding, happy April Fool's Day. And there was like a little Homer at the bottom, like, don't. And then I posted the real winners. But in my head, I thought, man, I should have made this like really nice. Like I should have like Photoshopped like a cool like Disney press release or something, like made it look like one of the original as close as possible, but just a couple lines of text that said Fast Passes are coming back this summer. And I like I got so close to building it and putting it and posting it to our Instagram stories, and I was gonna like make it look like it was like the OC Register or something, like posting it. And I thought, man, can I get in trouble? Can the OC Register come after me for posting this on April Fool's Day? Even if I said later, like, no, this was just a joke. And at last minute, I was like, I don't want to risk it. And I just didn't do it. But I thought it would have been funny if I posted like Fast Passes were coming back this summer. So yeah, everything, every message that I was getting, I had to take, you know, with a grain of salt and just like figure out like, is this legit or is this like somebody trying to get me because it's April Fool's Day? And yeah, I just kind of stayed off social media as much as possible. It was Monday Night Raw day, so there was nothing April Fool's-y about that. It was pretty intense. If you follow wrestling, it's very Attitude Era again. There's a lot of stuff that you would have seen in the Attitude Era. There, The Rock is cursing up a storm every time that he's on screen right now. Wow. He's calling himself the final boss right now, and he's just cursing up a storm. It's going to be interesting. WrestleMania is this weekend, so I'm pretty excited. I'm going to get an opportunity to watch that, and I'm curious to see how it all ends. It's been a fun ride getting to hate him again, because back when he was Hollywood Rock during his heel days back in the Attitude Era, man, that was some good TV for the time.
Hey, it was.
At least I thought it was. I mean, I think back on it and I realize that there was a lot of Attitude Era stuff that would never fly these days, right? It was super inappropriate, but it was, I've realized that a lot of that content was, and I don't want to say it was appropriate because it was never appropriate. Mm-mm. It was, I'm failing to find the correct term for it.
It was
what people were doing at the time. It was socially
acceptable.
Mm-hmm. It was socially acceptable, but not acceptable by society.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense in my head. Sorry. The point is that things like that, they have to be really careful about bringing back the Attitude Era stuff, especially in wrestling, because there was a couple of jokes that The Rock made recently.
Oh.
I think Roman Reigns made a couple of jokes as well that I was like, ooh, that, bro, it's 2024. We don't talk about people like that anymore. That is not cool, man.
That's interesting.
And, yeah, so I know they probably did it to get people, you know, to react that way. But, you know, there's a lot of ways that we used to address each other, especially in the 90s, and ways that we used to converse with each other that were essentially insults, you know, but they were part of general vernacular in many cases, and it didn't make it right for us to use them then. We obviously would not use them now,
right?
You know, because we know better now. But yeah, if they're trying to bring back that attitude era to wrestling, they gotta be really careful about which lines they cross, because anyway, enough wrestling talk. That's for the other podcast. So yeah, April Fool's Day. If you got tricked, or if there was anything out there that you thought was particularly good, let us know. Join the conversation over on YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook. But honestly, we would love for you to join us over on Discord. Our community is small, but you know, we love everybody that's there. And yeah, we're mighty, right?
Yep.
And if you want to join, it's super easy. Just head on over to podcasters.com/links. There you will find a link to our latest episode, a link to the Quizzing Land playlist, a link to our Armchair Imagineering episodes, a link to our YouTube channel, to Larry's YouTube channel, Goofy Guys Adventures, any fundraising things that we're doing. You'll also find a link for the FGP squad to join them, and we'll talk about them in a little while. And of course, you'll find a Discord link. So if you want to join us on Discord, you can just head to podcasters.com/links.
Yes.
Let's see. Andrew, you started playing Disney Dreamlight Valley again.
I did. I dusted off the Switch.
Yay.
I had to plug it in and, you know, run all the cobwebs out, dust all the cobwebs off of my house and,
nice.
And you know.
Do you play on the big screen or do you play portable?
Whoa. Portable mostly.
Portable?
Yeah.
What, have you started the Star Path? Like, are you anywhere near completing it? Or?
That's my goal, is to make sure that I try at least to get the big things in the Star Path. I think I'm like on the...
Stuff.
I've only played for, you know, maybe 4 hours over 2 days or something, not very long. So I think I got into the fourth or fifth section just but not buying everything up, just getting 1, 2, 3, you know, get
that's
the ones I want,
it.
1, 2, 3, go through it and then buy back, you know, all the t-shirt stuff and the... Whatever they call them, the logo packs, whatever. I think we got some weird dumb name for them.
The motif.
Exactly. Yeah. Those, buy those up later. Unless I really just want to spend $5 to get to the end one.
Yeah.
Then buy all the cheap ones. But yeah, so I've been doing that. That's all I was really doing, other than I had to take my Christmas decorations down because that was the last time I played, I guess, is Christmas.
Or are they April Fool's Day lights?
I see. Yeah, April Fool's Day tree
if
in the middle of the...
If you wait a little bit longer, it also could be a Mother's Day light.
Yeah, the Mother's Day snowman and the
Mother's
Day
snowman, exactly.
Sleigh. Uh-huh.
I mean, there's Earth Day coming up, so there
right?
you go.
Earth Day lights.
There we go.
Yeah.
But I had
and
to get the...
And by June, you're halfway to Christmas, so it's appropriate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Could have just left it, but I had to get the... Because I had one of the clock towers in the center of my little hub thing there in front of the castle. And then that's where Christmas I'd put the tree. But that's where the partner statue is now. So I had to make space for that. And it's bigger than the tree. So I had to spread some stuff out a little bit. But so I had fun doing a little bit of that stuff. And then Monday happened. So back to... not playing. I'm also, there's an event going on in Monopoly right now, so I got to be focused on that.
Oh. Yes, there is.
I mean, as much as you guys play, I don't blame you.
This is Monopoly!
You know what I found? So I was at a point where I didn't play games for a really long time, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when I finally started playing again, one, it was great because I got into a mode that didn't allow me really to relax. Like, my brain just never shut off. I was, like, working all the freaking time. And so being able to play or sit down and play games with my kids, like, really helped me disconnect. And I started enjoying it, obviously, because some of these games that I was playing were just like story driven in ways that I thought was really well done. And this is nothing new to gamers, right? Gamers have obviously grown up doing this and they've been playing for many years. Obviously, I knew that storytelling was a thing because if you've played Kingdom Hearts, you know, or the Final Fantasy games or any of those things, like, you know how emotional these like stories that can be told, pardon me, in these games can be. And so when I jumped back in, I was doing Hogwarts Legacy and stuff, man, I love this story. And I was hooked again, right? But then I started jumping into the other stuff, like the Speedstorm and Dreamlight Valley and all this other stuff. The problem I'm running into now is that, especially now that I've started playing WWE 2K24, is that all of these games now have daily tasks and daily things that you can redeem, which means that at least once a day, I have to log into all of these games to redeem all the daily stuff or try to do the daily quests so that I don't lose out on them. And in some games, it's not as crucial. Like, if I don't go to Scrooge's shop and get, like, the latest wall or floor that's there, it's not going to make or break me, right?
Because it'll eventually come back. Yeah.
Right. In Scrooge's shop, I'm getting pretty much a bunch of duplicates, and it's really the floor and the
wallpaper.
The wallpaper that's new for me. However, in Speedstorm, it's almost critical to play daily because there's so many upgrade shards, and they're about to change this. Remember how I was complaining a couple weeks ago that I can't recommend it because it's kind of a pain in the tuchus now to play? They're changing everything. Like, there's like all these little doohickeys and stuff, like energy drinks and like things that you have to get for, like, per driver to level them up after you have enough racing shards, and there's a bunch of different types of tokens. They're combining everything. So instead of all the little trinkets that you need, there's three different ones that you need per racer to level them up. They're going to combine them all into a currency somehow, like a token. And you'll be able to use those tokens to upgrade any racer instead going forward. And this came, my understanding is that this came because I fell into this as well. One of the primary things that you use to upgrade these characters are energy drink cans. There's two, like a blue one and a red one. But after a certain point, they're useless. And so I have like 1,000 energy cans that I can't use because once you hit level 15, you're no longer using those to upgrade your drivers. You're using the specific items that are meant for those characters. Like Ariel has... I forgot what they are. The point is that each driver has like their own specific items to help them level up. And so there's people that have been playing for so long that they have like 5,000 or 6,000 of these energy drinks. And they're like, what are we going to do with these? They're useless to us. And so Gameloft was finally like, okay, let's redo this whole system here. And so they're combining them, making one new currency that's supposed to make it easier to upgrade your racers going forward. I don't know how much more is going to change. As of right now, I still stick to what I said. Like, I can't really recommend the game if you're not, if you haven't been playing for a while, because it's just really hard to upgrade. And that's the loop I'm stuck in. That if I don't play every day for at least 30 minutes to do the daily stuff, to get the daily shards and all that stuff that's free, then it's harder for me, and I would have to pay real world money to upgrade my racers later. And it's not cheap to upgrade a racer, which is why it's so crucial to play that daily stuff.
Yeah.
With WWE, it's kind of the same thing, except that the races in Speedstorm take 2 minutes to complete, 3 minutes if it's like a three-lap race. The matches in WWE 2K24, I'm not very good, and so instead of it taking me 3 to 5 minutes like it normally takes others, it could take me 15 to 20 to finish a match. Right. And so I have to, I've gotten to a point where I'm having to decide how much of this do I really want to invest? Because after a while, you want to continue investing that time because you've already put so much into it. Right. Like, then it's just kind of dumb not to follow through with it. But then again, it's like, I don't want to be a slave to this game.
Yeah.
You know? So it's weird. I understand why they do it. They want to make money. They want to get you frustrated enough where they're like, screw this. I'm not going to play 30 minutes. I'm just going to give you the $10 to give me whatever comes with this season pass or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Well, I'll figure it out. But I can't keep doing this. It's not sustainable to have to play all these games on a daily basis. My kids do Fortnite every day for the daily stuff in Fortnite. And now I totally understand what they go through when they're like, Dad, I need to play for at least 20 minutes today. Now I totally get it. So, parents, if your kids are playing Fortnite, that's why. At least one of the reasons.
Since we're talking Dreamlight Valley, I have a tiny issue. And I don't understand this. And I'm hoping you guys could help me out. Why does Jack Skellington go to sleep like at 8 o'clock at night? Every day.
I don't understand
He's
those
supposed
early
to be
bird.
Awake at night when I play. And yeah, it's like, why?
Yeah.
Just leave the game open constantly and hang out with him so he can never go to sleep.
But as soon as you stop, they immediately disappear and go
to
sleep.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happened to me once with Christoph. I was like doing some mission with him or something, and I accidentally stopped hanging out with him, and he disappeared. And he was like asleep the next second. So, yeah, I don't. So the hack around that is actually something that I learned Animal Crossing players were doing, and that is to change the time zone on the device that you're playing on so that you're either ahead or behind depending on what your play patterns are. So that if you play, or because in game you can change the visual so that it looks like it's day or night, but it doesn't affect the time of the game. But what some Animal Crossing players would do is they would change their time zone so that they were like Hawaii time zone, for instance, where it was like 12 hours ahead, so that when it was night for them, it was day in the game, right? So that they were basically able to do and collect everything as soon as like they woke up in the game or whatever. So I don't know, just something to look into. Just make sure that you, if you don't move into the past. Because if you move into the past in Dreamlight Valley, it will wreck your game. You have to move into the future. Or if you move into the future and you want to move back, you have to give yourself the buffer of time of when it would be the time you would have played again. I know, it's a lot to calculate. Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot of calculation and anxiety going on.
It is.
I was like, he could
sleep. But, yeah. But yeah, I don't understand. You're right. I don't understand some of the times that they set for these characters. And the fact that Merlin never sleeps just worries me. Because
oh, that's right.
And I'm assuming neither does Scrooge, right?
And neither does Scrooge. Correct.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about the next update that's coming for Dreamlight Valley. I keep bumping into the mic. So just behind the scenes again, let you in on something. I've been struggling with my microphone ever since we started doing video stuff because, one, I wanted to show the sticker that I have because it was, you know, it's the button that this is a sticker replica of the button we talked about recently of the I'm listening to mimic the anniversary and birthday buttons that they have in the park. And so I put it on the microphone because I wanted to show it off while we were recording. However, I realized that my audio was really high compared to Andrew and Mel's. So I decided, okay, I'm going to move my microphone away from me. And I've struggled with two things. I keep chasing the microphone, you know, as it keeps moving. Or I keep wanting to lift it and put it back in place to where I used to have it. And I keep struggling because when I see myself on screen, I don't see the sticker. I'm like, but I want to show the sticker. How do I get the sticker back in frame? And then I have to deal with audio issues.
I keep leaning back to try and tell you, like suddenly, like, Hazen, lean I've
And that's what
back.
I see you doing it, and I keep, like, I don't know if you noticed, but I kind of see you, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I have to, like, sit up again, so I'm away from the microphone again. But it's going to take some getting used to. It's super frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, sorry about that. But now, because it's lower, I keep bumping into it on the bottom because of how I have it placed, and it's getting annoying.
You'll figure it out one of these days.
One of these days. It's not like I've been doing this for like
10 years. One of these days, I'll just make like a microphone that can just read our thoughts, and then we won't even have to talk. Who knows?
I could get one of those lapel microphones, I guess. Yeah. Something. I don't know. Boom mic right in front of me.
Yeah,
pointing
boom
at my
mic
face
way
from
up
above,
there.
Right. Yeah. Something. I'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. Anyway, back to Dreamlight Valley. I'm excited about the update that's coming because they're adding, obviously, the second part to the Jafar story. Mm-hmm. But there's some speculation right now that the update is called Spark of Imagination. And Merlin had tells you in the story that Jafar is after the Spark of Imagination. Ooh. And so it just kind of feels like it's going to be this, like, glowing orb or whatever, like something that's a spark, you know. But now people are speculating that Figment is possibly coming into the game. And at first I thought, no, like, he doesn't fit into the game, but like, do any of the characters really fit into the game?
No. We do have the floral Figment,
right?
Yeah
Ooh. So there, I mean, I think in Speedstorm, the quest to unlock Figment was also called Spark of Imagination. So they either really like that phrase, or it could be a hint that Figment is coming. But then again, we have that image that was shared by the Disney Dreamlight Valley account. Talking about April Fool's Day again. Let's go back to that for a second. Is it this one that I'm trying? This one right here is the one that I want to share. So this is right here. So the Disney Dreamlight Valley account posted this on Instagram. I believe they posted it on X as well. And they said this is a new building that's coming in the next update for the game. And so people saw it and they saw Olaf on the little banners and, you know, like, you know, see on the banners. And I saw this and I thought, what? Like, what do we need snowmen for? Like, are we going to build a snowman army all of a sudden? Like, I already have all of them. What do I need more of them for? And apparently this was an April Fool's joke. So I'm glad that I didn't get too worked up about it, because it turned out it was kind of fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that turned out to be real is actually that the building they shared again the next day. Except that now, if we look at those banners, it's not Olaf anymore. It's these little bags with these t-shirts and this little brush now. And people are speculating that this is the Spark of Imagination shop.
No, it's not.
Well,
the Touch of Magic shop.
Touch of Magic shop.
Yes, you just used the Figment thing.
I did use the Figment thing. Thank you.
I'm so glad
you love
awake,
that phrase,
Andrew.
Too. It's a good phrase.
For real. Okay, right. So it's the Touch of Magic shop, because I guess the idea for something like this would be very similar to what they did in Animal Crossing with the... What are the sisters called?
The Able Sisters.
The Able Sisters, yes. So the Able Sisters have the little shop where you could interface with other, like your friends in Animal Crossing, and they could make clothing, like items, and you could buy them from them, or you could like download their clothing and stuff like that. I guess this could be the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you could make like different clothing items and you could share them. I feel like this is something that would have to get fixed also in the game, because if you do dream snaps to try to get the free moonstones, you cannot currently use any custom clothing, because obviously they don't want people creating anything that looks bad or is not like family friendly and posting it, right?
Yeah.
So probably some new rules are going to be put in place for this. Overall, one, thoughts on the Olaf building, and two, what do you think about this touch of magic thing?
I mean, it's exciting. I was not feeling the Olaf thing. It's like, we can make those snowmen. It's like, we're good. But this is actually exciting. I don't know how they're going to incorporate this in the Dream Snaps. I have no idea. I mean, if they do something, that'd be cool. But yeah. I like having to see different people's like custom stuff, because there's some things that are just mind-blowing, like awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, you know, the Olaf thing, it was pretty obvious. Like, some of these April Fool's Day things, I'm like, yeah, okay. But at first I was like, the thought process going through my head was, did they design a whole building like for this April Fool's Day thing and then just put a bunch of all the stuff we already have on there? I'm like, this must be something. But I don't know what. And so then they posted the photo we have now. And what'd be interesting about this is if it was like a, I guess the best way to put it, like a TeePublic store. So like your design, and then like if the players have to buy it, then you get the money for the people buying it's probably just be like the regular currency or whatever. But like if you can sell your wares, you know, on the market. I don't know, like, just for in-game currency, but that would be interesting if that was a thing, or if it's just going to be, like, you upload your designs, and then the you know, content team then decides what goes into the shop, and blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah, and then you still have to buy it, and then nobody, unless, like, maybe you, if you get chosen, then you get some sort of reward. I don't know. There should be something that if your items end up in the shop, if it's, like, a limited number of things that can be in there, then you should get something in return, I would imagine, because people are going to want to buy these things because Scrooge doesn't have nothing in his store when it comes to clothes anymore. So they're making everybody else do the work for them. But
I mean, I like that idea a lot, actually. The ability to earn in-game currency for stuff like this, because now there's officially three currencies in Dreamlight Valley. There's the standard coins that you can get from just doing general stuff or selling things to Goofy. Then there's the moonstones that you can use for the star pads or buying like the limited items in the other shop. What is it called?
Premium shop.
The premium shop.
Thank you, Andrew.
And then obviously there's the additional currency that it's not an official currency, but it's the one that levels you up for Dream Snaps. It's like the pixel. Not the pixel shards, I believe, but there's that additional one that helps you level up to 10, depending on what you get when you get the Dream Snap rewards. So,
well, and then isn't there like the mist or whatever that's in
So I guess that's four. The mist is totally different because you do use mist for specific items. Like there's one, there's a new dynamic in the game that I was pretty excited about, and I finally got around to trying it out. It was the auto cookers and all that stuff, like the auto vacuums to pick up all your stuff in the valley.
Ooh.
But those cost mist to redeem the stuff. So you essentially set it up in a land. This is how it works. I finally built one, and I took it all the way to the three stages because there's three levels that you can do. And each level just allows you to get more, and it does like a wider like area, right? So I got one to level three, and I put it like in the plaza. And as soon as you click on it, as soon as you like put it down, it starts to glow blue in some areas, and then you click on it and it shows you a grid of all the things that it can pick up. It can pick up all the night thorns. It could do all the flowers, like how many of each specific flower. It'll do spices if there's any in that specific area. It'll also
wood.
It'll pick up the wood for you. I wasn't able to get it to work with the Easter eggs that they were doing, because that's what I really wanted it to work for, because the blue eggs were really hard to find sometimes. So I wanted it to do the eggs, and I could never get it to function with the eggs, so I gave up on it. But if you click on it, you can either get it to dump everything into your inventory, or you can do like one specific item at a time to get rid of just all of those at once. But it does cost you mist. Gotcha. So it's not a coin, but it is a mist. So it's technically a currency if it's costing you something, right?
And then there's the dreams, the star path currency, which is its own thing if you want to get into to the nitty gritty of it all.
And then
there's money.
And then there's
cold hard
money.
Cash.
Yeah, Texas tea.
Don't do that. Just submit pictures. Yeah.
Did you want to look at those Reddit images? Those clothes? Because Melissa had found these people are calling it the Touch of Magic shop. And somebody designed, Melissa found this, a bunch of meme clothes on Reddit.
It was good. It was
bananas.
This is crazy.
It's so creative. Like,
poor Elmo.
Elmo's burning.
That's pretty much the meme for summer. And Emily, this is awesome.
Like, this is really good.
Yeah.
Like, this is really, really good. This is funny right here because you can see the person, and this is great, right? Because you could see the skin tones are different colors now, and this is a result of the new Monsters update that allows you to change the skin color, which is super cool. So here you can see the character in the background. She's green, and then there's like the Homer right, going back into the bushes, which I thought was super cool. This one took us a moment to figure out who it was, but we finally figured out, you know, who the character
Nanolan
was.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah. So we finally
figured
that one out.
Look at that beautiful girl.
It's just awesome.
Yeah. And then there's, who is this?
I think that's, is that from, there was a show, excuse me.
Bless you.
Jeez, my allergies are nuts right now. It kind of looks like, there was like a Nickelodeon show where it's like a bunch of different like animation styles all jumbled into one. It kind of looks like that person, but who knows? I don't know. It's blue.
Still
face.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, still cool.
And then
what can you do?
Look at the eyes too.
I know. I was like, I didn't know we could do that.
Ooh. I didn't know we could do that either. So here's what I'm thinking. I feel like some of these, like this is fantastic too, right? Like the way that this is created. This one right here, this is fantastic. This next one, we got Pikachu.
Yeah.
Now you have your Ash Ketchum look right here. I thought that was pretty cool.
Look at the raccoon.
Look at the button eyes, though.
The show is The Amazing World of Gumball for that last one.
That's what it is.
I think that's what that was supposed to be. Anyway.
Look at Fry.
He's telling Scrooge, take my money.
Yeah. I love the message there. And then, of course, this popular guy.
It's like the stuffed monkey meme for all the people listening.
So here's what I think, especially for something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's a lot of people that play on PC that are able to mod the game in ways that console players are not allowed to mod the game. And I feel that's obviously these designs are mods because there's no way you're going to be able to import these images on a console. These are images that are getting imported into the game through a mod on PC.
I don't know. I'm zooming in on these. These look like... some of them look hand drawn.
No, but what I'm saying is, like on a console, you can't. You can, right? If you take the time. But some of these are created in such a way that I like this Sully. It looks too Sully, right? You couldn't sit there with the basic shapes that they have and create That's something true. Like this. And I'll give you the example. So you know how I have two accounts?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So on my second account, I actually have, so I on my main account, I have a male avatar, and on my second account, I have a female avatar, so that I have like one of each, right? So I can collect the stuff for both players. And this, here, I'll give you an example. This is a creation I made inside of the tool that's available. Like I was, I was testing myself to see how far I could get with creating something similar to what I had seen to create the Snow White dress.
Mm-hmm.
And this was hard to do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like get, especially like the red on the sleeves, like those oval shapes were a freaking nightmare to place. Especially once you start like rounding like under and in certain locations.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you look down here, like where the like the detailing is on the bottom of the dress, dude, that was a freaking nightmare as well.
Oh, that's like layers and layers.
Yeah, and this is like all of this right here, I remember like this is, I think I started with a yellow dress and then I added squares that were blue and I placed them on the top to make the entire top look blue. So there's like four squares, two on the front, two on the back. And then I added circles, I think, to the sleeves to get the lighter blue. And then the reframed ovals to get like the red portions.
Yeah.
And there's a way to do it so that when you create it, like you can mirror what you're doing. But I could never get the mirroring to work. Like,
oh,
at least I wasn't good enough to create to, like, look, this creation, no joke, took me 2 weeks.
I believe
just to get it to look like this. It took me like 2 freaking weeks. And this is without any images. I know that we have motifs in the store or in the game now. So what I'm thinking is happening here is that these people are modding the game on PC to trick the game into thinking these images of Fry and Sully and what's the little, the gumball character and all that stuff are motifs in the game. And they're just placing them as elements on these clothing articles.
Yeah, maybe there's like a root folder that they're able to add images to or they're pulling it from or whatever, some kind of something like that.
Which is cool.
Who knows?
Yeah. Right? Because it does broaden the design process, and you can create some really crazy cool looks, right?
You could.
Like, there's no way you could get Homer in the game otherwise, right? So I'm pretty sure that they're tricking the game into thinking that they're motifs. But, yeah, this is this is just fun. I'm sure that there's going to be some kind of process to vet this. There's a part of me that hopes that it's a little lenient so that as long as it's not, like, vulgar or anything like that, that they'll let it slide because imagine Elmo burning on your dress. Excuse me. That would just be kind of funny in some cases, right? You got the meme going for you the whole time.
Right.
But anyway, we're excited. Hopefully it turns out to be something cool and it's not just, you know, another shop that all of a sudden Scrooge is running and you're like, get off my lawn, Scrooge. We're tired of what you're peddling. Give us something new other than walls and floors.
Yeah.
How dare you?
And cabinets.
Anyway, let's take a quick moment to thank a very special group of people before we move on. That is the FGP Squad, our podcast fairy godparents, because it's their support via Patreon that help make these episodes of Podcateers possible. If you want more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we invite you to go to podcateers.com/FGP. There you will find a list of some of our top contributors, a link to our Patreon, a little info on the FGP Squad. But in short, being a part of the FGP Squad family gets you some additional perks, including access to a special section of Discord, access to additional content that we've uploaded to Patreon, access to discount codes for new Podcateers gear. We are getting ready to do some more gaming stuff, and our idea is to include the FGP Squad as part of the participants when we do those games and we're doing live game stuff and more. So if you would like more information, again, podcateers.com/FGP, but you can always send us a message. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. And, of course, to all the members of the FGP Squad, we just want to send a huge thank you for your continued support. All right. Well, there's a couple more things I wanted to talk about before we wrap up the episode. I actually had this in my notes. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. I figured it would be good to talk about it if we brought up Dreamlight Valley, or when mm-hmm. we brought up Dreamlight Valley, because mm-hmm. I knew I was going to ask Andrew because I knew he had started playing again. But in this last update, as part of the Star Path, they had Monsters Incorporated, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as every time that they add like these Star Paths, they add exclusive items having to do with some of the characters from that franchise or whatever the case is. In this case, one of the items you can get as part of the Star Path things you can claim is Celia's hair.
Oh,
so you have the little snakes as, you know, a hairdo in the game that you can play. Now, here's the cool thing. Andrew sent us this message. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got to bring this up. Give me a moment. Check this out. This was from the user on Instagram. What was their name here again? I want to make sure that I get this right because it was just super cool. The user is behindthechair_com. So I'm not sure if they're the original poster of this, but check this out. How cool is this Celia wig?
You would have fooled me. I mean, I was fooled thinking, oh, it's Dreamlight Valley, whatever. It is that good. That good.
It's really well done.
And how much?
That I don't know.
That's why I'm trying to scroll through the Instagram right now.
I didn't see. There wasn't really.
It says by. So the comment says by UVMI_wig.
I just saw that.
That's beautiful.
So I don't know if they have any other stuff, but it reminded me as soon as I saw it, I was like, hey, this is in the Star Path. You can actually get your character to have this on their head. So I just thought this was super cool. So well done. This is so well crafted. I mean, if you're doing a cosplay or something of Celia for some, you know, at a con or something, this is top notch work right here.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, that's nasty.
Don't tell me.
Let's go back to what we were at.
Yay.
So we wanted to talk about one. We're going to wrap up March Mayhem. I know we talked a little bit about that earlier. March Mayhem is officially over. According to me, Ralph was the winder. In reality, it was Bart. And before March Mayhem started, we did ask, you know, everyone to post their prediction brackets to see who would get the closest. Mm-hmm. And the winner, whoever got the closest or whoever could predict the winner and got the closest to predicting the entire bracket would win a little prize. And our winner this year is, believe it or not, not Brian.
What?
Yeah. FGP squad member Brian has swept so many wins when it comes to March Mayhem. His prediction brackets have been super spot on in years past. However, this year, the bracket that came the closest was by another FGP squad member, Heather.
Hey.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Heather.
Congratulations, Heather.
Her, yeah, new champ.
Yeah. So, her bracket was crazy close to the original. Let me see if I can find them because I did screenshot them. So, she only had a couple where. Actually, she had one round where she was wrong on both characters, but she successfully predicted in round one Homer and Barney. She originally had predicted Groundskeeper Willie and Mr. Burns would win in their round, but it was actually Flanders and Maggie that ended up winning that matchup. Across, she had Bart winning against Moe, Grandpa winning against Ralph, so that one was incorrect. But she had Comic Book Guy versus Lisa, which was 100% accurate as well.
Mm-hmm.
In round two, she had Homer versus Willie. It was actually Willie versus Maggie. Homer advanced, so she had that right. She had Bart versus Lisa. Bart advanced. She had that right. And Homer versus Bart in the championship.
Nice.
With Bart winning it all.
Nice.
So she got the closest. She also got the winner. So Heather, we're going to be sending you a little gift as a thank you for participating. We always have fun doing these. And I wonder if we should tell her what we're sending her or if we should just keep it a surprise.
Keep it a surprise. Yeah.
Let's keep it a surprise. We'll keep it a surprise. Awesome. So expect us to get in contact with you soon to ask you how you want us to send this to you, if you want us to mail it or whatever the case is. But yeah, March Mayhem is over. I don't believe we're going to do an in April one this year, but you know, the month is young. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
You never know.
You never know. Roger Rabbit might want to win again.
Roger Rabbit could win. Roger Rabbit versus Ralph.
Oh. An entire right side of Ralph versus an entire right side of Roger.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Every matchup is Roger versus Ralph.
Yeah, there you go. Every single one.
Every one of them. They're just in different clothes in each round.
Don't put it past me.
Yeah. All right. So the main thing that we wanted to talk about this week was... And I have to admit that when I saw this, I kind of thought that it was an April Fool's joke. I didn't know if it was like a real post or just a joke post that was coming out. But this was also posted on April 2nd by the Orange County Register, I believe, kind of confirming that it's actually going to be happening. And it was a story that broke saying that Disneyland is converting the... as people so lovingly call it, the Autotopia cars, to electric. So they're no longer going to be gas-powered vehicles.
Well, sort of.
Kind
of,
yeah. But the idea is that they're not going to be gas-powered anymore. They're going to be kind of electric, right?
Yeah.
Andrew, give us some details about what the article talked about.
Yeah, so I believe the original article is from the Los Angeles Times. It's in the climate and environment section by Sammy Roth. It was posted on April 2nd as well. The title is Disneyland is Ditching Gas Cars at Autopia. It's a Great First Step for Tomorrowland. And the article goes on. They've talked to Bob Gurr and they talked to somebody a spokesperson for Disney named Jessica Good. And I guess their first thing was, I guess they were talking with Bob Gurr about Autopia. And Bob Gurr's quote was, "Get rid of those god awful gasoline fumes."
Agreed.
In this article. And so I guess the author then reached out to Disney asking about stuff. And, Jessica Good, who is quoted in this article, says, "Since opening with Disneyland in the park in 1955, Autopia has remained a guest favorite, most popular with young kids experiencing driving for the first time. As the industry moves towards alternative fuel sources, we have developed a roadmap to electrify this attraction and are evaluating technology that will enable us to convert from gasoline engines in the next few years." And then the article goes on to say, "Good would not confirm whether that means electric vehicles or if hybrids are possible." And then the article goes on to talk about what other things are wrong with the Tomorrowland. But we all know what's wrong with Tomorrowland,
everything.
And it's basically everything. So Space Mountain's great. And then Bob Gurr also says in talking about changing Tomorrowland, he says, "This has to be done with positive urging rather than attacking and criticizing." And then it just goes on again to theorize about what the land could use and, you know, how polluting and stuff it is, just how much energy the land uses. But yeah, so the big takeaway of this article is that some changes are coming to Autopia. Nothing is known other than what is written right here. they in the next few years are trying to change the engines to electric. Does that mean new bodies? Does that mean new track? Does that mean new anything else? Nobody knows. It's the we got two sentences and that's all we know right now, but it's at least a start for something.
Andrew, it's called Autotopia.
I'm sorry, Autotopia.
Gotta add that extra T.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Honda.
That's right.
For now.
So, yeah, for now.
Sponsored by, I don't know, Lucid Motors or whoever makes electric car.
BNL batteries.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Lightyear so tires.
Here's the thing. A long time ago in a kingdom far away known as Elon Musk wasn't crazy.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. I thought that redesigning the cars in Autopia to be tiny Teslas powered by batteries or making them electric would have been a super cool feature, right? And now I think it's a horrible idea. But the idea of converting them to electric cars, I mean, from an emission standpoint, is a great idea, right? I think it poses a whole other class of issues that you're going to run into when it comes to how to power them, how long they can run. Because anybody that's had a Power Wheels or someone in their family who's had a little Power Wheels car knows that those things don't run very long. Unless you mod it to use those 14-volt batteries from a Ryobi drill or power saw or something, then it's got some heat to it. But outside of that, if you're just using a standard battery, they don't last very long. So I like the idea that the conversation has finally come to, hey, let's do something about this attraction, right? Because you're right. We all know Tomorrowland has issues. We all know Tomorrowland is not technically Tomorrowland. It's kind of Yesterland posing as Tomorrowland. But with all the changes in the park, I don't remember if this was an idea that was ever posed when we armchair imagineered Tomorrowland. I seem to have a vague memory of it, but if it wasn't, then I'm taking credit for it 100%. But why don't we just... I know we talked about creating or retheming Tomorrowland into like an internet land or something like that, like Ralph Breaks the Internet or something. If I didn't get the Wall-E thing, we could do something with Ralph Breaks the Internet, right? Why not convert Autopia to Sugar Rush? You know, you could retheme it. You could change the vehicles. You can add some color to it. You can make it a little more vibrant and lively. And it... In the world we live in today for Tomorrowland, Sugar Rush just fits better. And it's so close to Fantasyland that it just mixes in with the ambiance of Fantasyland behind it. You know what I mean? So if I had a vote in this, Bobby, listen, I know you're watching this. I know we haven't been on good terms recently because, you know, the thing and the other thing and oof. Let's not even talk about that other thing, right? But, you know, if you're going to make some changes to Tomorrowland, can we just convert Autopia to Sugar Rush? I think it makes sense.
Well, yeah. your idea, Hazen, you know, it could... You could annex all that land into Fantasyland, no problem. Like, Nemo already basically belongs in Fantasyland.
That's
like,
true.
Like, with just a little bit of retheming, you might have to take the Galactic Grill and kind of do something weird there, but Tomorrowland just basically becoming one straight drag, you know, straight to, you know, the last thing is the Interventions building, and that's Tomorrowland. And then all that stuff on the other side gets gobbled up into Fantasyland. I mean, there's been talks about, you know, well, what if we knock down the subs and then they're going to put Frozen in or whatever in part of Fantasyland, blah, 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 Matterhorn, this Frozen, blah. You know, there's all been speculation about all kinds of stuff and theorizing and stuff like that. But it wouldn't be, I don't think, unheard of other than people will, you know, do the thing that people do and complain on the internet
of course.
about changing the boundaries of lands. But hey, like if it gets to where some attractions can get some TLC and get some updating and upgrading, then hey, why not? Figure out a way to put the entrance of Autopia closer to the Fantasyland side and then block off the other sides of it with bushes and stuff.
Yeah.
To make it in the Fantasyland side more or whatever. You know? Yeah. There I'm sure there's plenty of different ways to do it. You just have to, you know, there'd be a lot of construction going
there
on.
There would be.
But nothing's impossible with enough money. Okay.
I have an idea. since we're never, ever going to get the Light Cycle coaster, we're not going to get that. Why don't they just, if we're going to go electric, but you just got to add like a couple of teal lights, a couple of white lights.
Go
couple
digital.
Yeah. Like, what if we were to go through and it's like a, I don't know, kind
light
of.
Light Cycle car.
It's not a bad idea.
That would
look kind of cool if they designed like a Tron car.
Tron car.
Yeah. You just sit in it and it could be.
And then they can just put
the
big canopy over top of it like they do in on the roller coaster. They could do all the same stuff. It's just Autopia.
Exactly.
Trontopia. Yeah.
I mean, they want to talk
it'll
about
be called
some
like
IPs.
It'll be called like Tron Autopia Into the Grid : Revive.
Could it be Tron? No.
Trontopia.
Tren.
I like
so
that
it's
one.
Like.
Oh, Train-topia.
Yes. And it could be a train.
Tron train. Choo choo.
Tron train.
Tron trains. So Light Cycle trains is what we're talking about now.
Yes.
That's funny.
Choo choo. no, but that, I mean, to keep it in Tomorrowland, I mean, it's, everybody seems to be up on Tron right now. So why not, you know, give them a little bit of, you know, make them sleek, make them have the weird little sticky outy wheels and stuff, make them look like there's no wheels on them at all. You know, battery wise, battery technology has come a long way since power wheel batteries. And so, I mean, if you think about like, you know, trackless ride vehicles and stuff too, with the induction charging stations and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That could be a way to help with the charging. They could also do an electrified rail where, you know, like a,
that's
like a trolley,
true.
Basically where it's always in contact with like a slot car, basically where you can still kind of turn, like you're already stuck on a rail anyway.
Right.
So, why not
like,
just
remember those old car tracks that had like the little
a slot car.
Yeah,
you stick it in. You had a little blade.
Yeah,
and then you pull the trigger, and then it'd fly off on
and
a
then
corner,
fly off the track. I didn't realize you said slot cars. I'm like thinking about them in my head as you said it. So,
but then you could put in the track or whatever, you know, smart some sort of lighting or whatever where you drive over it and it gives you that little trail as you go behind. It's, you know, it lights up orange or blue or, you know, teal or whatever. So I think Tron retheming is not, I think out of all of the ideas that have been floated, it is probably the most possible with how much they are investing in Tron with the two Tron coasters and the new film coming out. It's, you know, is it going to happen? Probably not. They're probably just going to like stick electric engines in the same cars and call it a day. But if they wanted to really spend some money, we could get a really cool something or another.
Yeah.
And, you know, throw a bunch of solar panels up on the top of that sucker, that big grandstand thing that nobody's in line for, you know, put a big show building in where you can drive through some indoor sections of Tron sections and whatever, call it a day. It's going to be a whole fresh new ride and, you know, people are going to want to be going on it.
Yeah.
And that's what
like
you
me.
Want. You want people standing in line.
You could. There are so many sections of that attraction where you could build like tunnel systems.
Yeah.
That could just light up to make it look like that. And
yeah.
You could, I mean, it's not unheard of that they create different. Look at all the Marvel stuff, right? Like, not every Marvel attraction has the vehicle that it would have been
exactly
in the movie or whatever, right?
It's just something that is inspired by the
film
or whatever.
Just the essence
exactly.
of it.
Yeah. And then if you have it where like the tunnels and you don't want people to stop, you I'm sure the technology exists where you are driving it, yes, and you're controlling the gas, but in certain sections we're taking control. It's yes. going through, so we know you can't stop in this tunnel. You yeah. can't stop in this whatever section. Probably have to, you know, because on Autopia they have people just like out there watching. So so people don't get out because it's just a seatbelt. So some of these, there might have to be other safety things and are more people or cameras or who knows what. That's not for me to think about or us to think about. No. It's
or
the fun
is
stuff.
It?
I mean, it could be. It could be. If they want to pay us, we'll think about it. Yeah. We'll figure out all the technology. Well, the three of us, and we'll bring Bob Gurr out of retirement, Joe Rohde, and we'll get Lanny Smoot, and it'll be the six of us, and we'll come up with this new Trontopia.
Yeah, I do like the idea. I mean, if I can't get Sugar Rush, then Tron is the next best thing, obviously, to convert that to. They could easily write a story of, if you want to tie it into the movie, like you're in training to fight Ares, and they don't put you on the light cycles yet. They put you in four-wheeled vehicles so mm-hmm. that you learn to control mm-hmm. the boundaries of the grid in a vehicle or something. And, you know, then if you want to upgrade or if you want to continue your training, you go to Walt Disney World and ride the light cycle coaster.
Yeah.
You know, they could come up with some kind of story to even tie that attraction into the whole thing. But,
hey, there's a car. In Tron Legacy, I was just looking at it. I was trying to remember.
Is
the four-wheeled light runner.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
That.
Built in.
Built in. I was like, I vaguely remember this. So I looked it up, and there's a car.
This is great,
Tron.
Because every week that we record, I usually come up with the episode title after we've recorded, mm-hmm. and I've kind of like edited the episode. In this one, this is fantastic because in the spirit of April Fools, I'm just going to say Tron coming to Tomorrowland. That's the title of the episode. Tron
yep.
coming to Tomorrowland! Exclamation point. And then people can listen and figure out what we're talking about and why we said that. So,
they
or
sure
Tron
can.
Replacing Autopia. One of the two. I don't know. We'll see.
Korra well, uses awesome. The Light Runner to save Sam from Clue in the battle grid.
There you go. Yeah, I like yeah. this idea. All right, listen, Bobby. Let's chat again. I know we just talked a few minutes ago, but look. If you can't get Sugar Rush, this Tron idea, it's a banger, dude. Like, this is fantastic. You could tie it into the film. You can make a whole bunch of money selling little cars like you do the spider bots on Avengers Campus, but you can
well,
what
and
is
all
the car called, Andrew?
Yeah, the Light Runner.
The Light Runner. You can make little Light Runner remote control vehicles for kids to buy and play with at home.
Oh yeah.
You can sell identity discs again, and two, it'll also bring Tron into Tomorrowland, and make Tomorrowland a destination.
Tron Morrowland.
People. Tron Morrowland. It's writing itself. Come on, listen, Bobby. This is all free for you.
Right.
Come on.
Tron Mountain.
Tron Morrowland. That's the name of the episode.
That's
maybe.
It.
Tron
That's
Morrowland.
It.
Tron Morrowland.
That's
have
it.
Tron Mountain, Tron Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin, Tron Tours.
Tron Tours. See, Tron Tours, it totally can be just a total reskin. And then you're really in the grid and flying around and doing all the
yeah.
cool fancy tricks that you would have done
man.
From the film.
That's how you get back
and
to the
in
park.
The background and then in the background you have the Daft Punk like music from the album playing
yeah.
as you're going through the grid on Tron Tours.
And then it's like People
Come
Mover,
on.
But they look like Tron.
I really wish Larry was on the episode right now. Oh my gosh.
Man. Man.
Tron Marine Voyage. I don't know. That one's a little clunky.
Well, we've given you the ideas, Bobby. Run with them if you will. But if all you're going to do is some boring ad batteries and replace
Tron
the
Orbiter.
Gasoline, you know, we're giving you some gold here. Please use it. We think it'll make you a lot of money.
Tron 3D movie at the Magic Eye Theater.
Are lifelong annual passes.
And money.
And money. And maybe a dinner at Club 33. I don't know. Maybe. If that's like something you
can squeeze. We're open to negotiations. Yes, exactly. Is what we're trying
to say. We'll negotiate, exactly. All right. I think that's going to wrap up the episode. If you have any ideas of what Disney could re-theme Autotopia to, I can't get over calling it Autotopia now.
Trontopia.
Trontopia. I'm just going to get used to calling it Trontopia. Cusco-topia. If you have any ideas of what you could re-theme Trontopia to, leave a comment. Join the conversation over on Instagram, Facebook, or on YouTube. But again, we'd love to have you over on Discord. And Andrew, we got Disneyland this week, right?
Correct. I have not come up with any of the questions per usual, but there will be a Quizneyland coming out this week.
Nice.
I'll probably work on that tomorrow, the day before it's supposed to come out. But that's
Tronmorrow.
Fine. Tronmorrow.
We'll work on it Tronmorrow.
Maybe my question will just be like, what did we talk about in the episode of Quizneyland?
That's funny.
So, yeah. And if anybody, you know, I haven't put this out in a while, but if anybody has something that they want trivia about, go on the Discord or Instagram, any of our Instagrams. It'll come to me eventually. Yeah. Quizneyland at, or what is it? Quizneyland at podcasters.com. You can send an email. If you want, you know, trivia about a certain topic that you don't think I'm covering enough or I haven't covered at all, let me know, because I'm always struggling to come up with questions and I never know what people want to hear, you know, about. So I just kind of do grab bag and do some random searching and find things that pique my interest. But if anybody else wants specific trivia questions on a specific topic that I maybe forgot about or don't know exists or don't cover enough, let me know. I am totally open to putting questions out there that that people want to hear about. So send us an email or Instagram or comment or anything.
Awesome. You know what you could talk about? We could talk about that tree that's in Fantasyland. Not that tree. The other tree.
Not the other tree.
It's
the
other tree. That
I've talked about.
It's
so
not
many...
the tree that you're talking. It's not the tree you're thinking about. It's actually this tree over
I've
here.
I've talked about so many trees.
Yeah, so many trees.
So many trees.
Anyhow, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep moving forward, and always remember to pass on the magic. Have a Trontastic week, everyone.
Bye. See ya. Tron, 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 Tron.
Part of the Podcateers Network.